Hey, it's Pat McGann. I'm in for Karen Conti. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone out there. I have a guest, and I'm going to bring him on here in a minute. You guys probably already know who he is. You probably already know him from WGN, but maybe not radio, maybe WGN TV. He's the sportscaster in the morning news, but I know him more as a stand-up because he's started doing stand-up I don't know how many years ago now, and he's out there doing a ton of work in the stand-up world, doing shows. Guy's got like five lives. It's Pat Tomasulo. Pat, I know you're joining us from the road, right? You're not even in the Chicagoland area. First of all, thanks for jumping on, man.
Well, I figured this is about the only way that you and I will ever connect on the phone. We've been trying to connect on the phone for at least 4 weeks, and now you need me. And I said, I'll come and do it. If it means I could finally talk to the guy on the phone, damn it, I'll do it. Well, I get a little leery, though.
I love that you're texting me. Come on, dinner's in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm not messing around, man. I'm having ribs tonight.
Eating early.
Well, I always eat early. I'm a senior citizen, Pat, but I am on vacation. I'm at somebody else's house. But this is normally the time I do eat. This is late for me. I'm a 3:45 dinner kind of guy.
This is like a 4 o'clock. You're texting me I'm dinner in 20 minutes. It's a 4:20 dinner time, which makes me think you're having marijuana for dinner.
Oh, boy. There it is.
Don't know if that's true, Patrick.
I tell you, they're very up here. I'm up in Wisconsin where it's not legal, and I'm speaking out of turn here. I'm going to go, whoa, the Weiss family is very interested in illegal weed in Chicago. They're asking me to bring some up next time I come. I don't know what to do. I can't go into a weed shop.
You're going to be a mule, local sportscaster.
I can't walk in. People then it gets on the Facebook that Tom Patasulo from the WGN with his weed shop. I can't do it. I get very leery. So I'm on here with you because I love you. You know this, but I'm one of those guys. Do you ever post, pictures or anything while you're on vacation?
No, I'm the worst at posting. I got to start posting more. I'm trying to get more into the social media. That's like a new focus.
Should because you're funny. But I never post anything or say I'm out of town while I'm out of town. Because I'm paranoid that somebody's going to rob me if they know I'm out of town.
Oh, exactly.
Like, to me, ever since these people who are like, hey, I'm in Italy for 3 weeks, I'm like, you moron, that's just an open invitation for somebody to rob you. That's telling people, hey, my home is unguarded for 3 weeks. Have at it.
I know. And I open to saying, oh, you're joining us from out of town. I was kidding. Pat is home. He has his gun in his lap. He's sitting on his porch.
Two guns. You know me.
You still have all the barbed wire around your house? You still have all that barbed wire?
Whole armory I have.
Dude, I see you're going to be at Zany's Rosemont next weekend, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And this has got to be like your first big splash back into since COVID, right?
I've been doing the club, since I got vaccinated, I've been doing the clubs like a month now. But just doing like 15, 20-minute sets here or there. So this would be the first hour-long show I've done since I did a headlining show in March, but yeah. So it's a lot. Yeah, you know how it is. It's a lot of new stuff. We've been doing a lot of writing over the pandemic, and we've been telling our jokes into computer screens, which is, as I've quickly learned, not the same as a live audience.
Right.
So I tell people, manage your expectations. It might not all be hilarious, but you'll get to see the process. You know what I mean?
Need to get back into it too, right? Because I feel like I've done a couple live things. The crowds are rusty too. Everyone has rust.
Yeah. Well, Pat, and that's on them for not realizing how hilarious we are.
Right.
they need to get their asses in gear. They'll get to see a genius at work. You know how it is. We're out there working the new stuff. It's like being in the writer's room for a hit movie. You're seeing how the magic is made.
No doubt, man. And you are never not working. I love that to hear that you are taking a little break. You say you're on vacation, but here you are on the phone working, hustling. What's the grind been like lately with the morning show and also balancing this?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it a long time, so it's kind of second nature to me, right?
But you like the second nature thing. Also at the same time, like, do you ever like stop and think like, dude, I'm on the most popular show in Chicago. Like that morning news show you guys just saw, again, you guys smoked everybody for the month of May. Like, yeah. It's insane. Are you, do you realize that now? Like when you go anywhere, are you recognized in Chicago? Like anytime you leave the house?
Yeah. I mean, anywhere where there's people over the age of 30. Yeah. They, you know, when it's, when, you know, I'm not getting stopped on a lot of college campuses. But yeah, elsewhere, it's a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. All right, hang on 1 second. You mind if we take a quick break? Can you put an appetizer order in for dinner and hang with us for a second?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, all right. Hold on to the ribs. You guys.
Thank you, Amy. 5 minutes. All right, thank you. We're gonna be right back. We're taking a quick break. You guys are listening to WGN Radio. We'll come back with Pat Tomasulo. Thank you. Pat McGann in for Karen Conti. Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm talking to Pat Tomasulo right here, who is going to be appearing at Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont Thursday, June 3rd through Saturday, June 5th. You're going to do 5 shows. You're going to sell them all out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
What do
hey,
you...
Can you, before we go any further, can you give me the name of that bra-fitting place again?
Which one? Which place?
The place that you mentioned in the commercials. I think that could be a fun day trip for us.
Oh, it's called Bear Moxie. I'm sorry.
Bear Moxie.
Bear Moxie. Go.
We work with quite a few comedians who could probably utilize, male comedians who could probably utilize that service, don't we?
We know some people.
We know a few guys.
Is Rosemont your favorite?
A lot of them are like under the age of 35, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah.
Is Rosemont your favorite club locally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's everybody's, isn't it? It's the best club.
It is great. Club. It's a great setup. It's great for the comics, too, the green room. I still like downtown. I like the Old Town room, right?
Yeah.
Kind of jammed
you
in
know,
there.
Old Town is great. They're all great. Hey, listen, Zany's, Laugh Factory's great. There's something about that Rosemont room, though, that is just perfectly, it's just perfectly set up for comedy. That I have, listen, to anybody listening, I have my best shows there. Okay, it's going to be seeing me in Rosemont. It's going to be like seeing Sinatra at Carnegie Hall or Pat McGann at a Southside Paris show. I'm just going to murder there.
When people come out, are people still like you are yourself on the morning show, right? And then also on stage, maybe a more so exaggerated version on stage,
more amplified version. Yeah,
everybody's rolls with it, cool with it.
Yeah. The only time it's like, the only time people are still, it's amazing. Like, and you were, I know you're saying in the intro, like, I've been doing stand up now, I think 12 years.
And wow.
It's amazing how many people still have no idea that I'm a stand up. Like, I have as many dates as a lot of guys working in this city and ladies working in the city. And so people still don't know. Like, when they come to Rosemont, I don't think anybody is surprised by anything they hear. It's when I drop in to do a set someplace or I'm doing a showcase show where people are like, oh, my God, the guy from the Nose is doing.
Well, I've been there many times where it's like, hey, just dropping in. You guys know him from WGN Morning News. And, oh, my gosh, oh, it's Pat. And then they all get pictures with you and they're all excited. And no, it's awesome, man.
Tape it, and I get scared that their kids are going to get a hold of the phone and edit it. So I'm saying something reprehensible and my career is over. It's great. It's really great.
You know, one of the most fun times I had with you doing stand-up is when we went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and did Dr. Grins together, because there, nobody knew who you were in terms of, you know, you didn't have the morning news thing, and I bet in a way that is a good feeling.
It's freeing. Yeah, no, it's really fun, because sometimes I think, like, you know, you want to have a total neutral crowd, right? Like, it's fun to go. Because it's like, you know, you work with Sebastian, right? And Sebastian can go to Madison Square Garden, and that's 20,000 of his people who are going to die with everything he says, and well earned. All of his stuff is hilarious. But you know, that's why he goes to the Comedy Store, where everybody still knows him, but it's not like a club filled with his people. Like you know, you want to earn those laughs.
Right.
If you can earn those laughs in a place where nobody knows you, then going to be 100 times better, you know, in a place where they do know you.
Yeah, well, you do great with stand up, and what you're also able to do, which I love, is showcase your humor on the morning show. You also had your own show for a while, but producing your own bits.
Yeah. Okay.
That wasn't you, man. That's Chicago. That's a different conversation. That's the market. That's Chicago. It's frustrating because there's definitely a place for your show in Chicago, right? Like, it should exist. It makes sense that it should.
Yeah.
No, but you had, like, no help. You're competing against staffs.
It was enough. It was fun. It was great. I loved doing it. It was a great learning experience. We did some great stuff, all that stuff you're supposed to say. But, you know, it was time. I like doing the podcast now. I got a podcast. I know everybody out there listens to podcasts. What a novel idea, right? A white comedian with a podcast. I'm just adding to the pantheon of great ones, like all over the place. Pat McGann.
Talk about your podcast. Talk about the Pat Tomasulo Show. When are you dropping that?
I love it, dude. It's just me ranting like a lunatic for an hour. It's an open mic. It's me testing out bits for an hour.
Yeah.
Every week, some topical stuff. I got my buddy James is the producer on the other end. And, new episodes every Thursday. It's on YouTube. You can get the audio everywhere. But it's fun. You like doing it, don't you?
I do like doing it. I think it's definitely a creative outlet. It was huge during the pandemic, you know, not traveling, having something to do. Just, you know, it, as you said, it's kind of like an open mic. It's a great way to get some premises out. It's a little bit of a, you know, you're doing it on your own. I do it with Jim Flanagan. I have someone. It's tough. It's like
guys being down.
When I'm doing this by myself, you know, talking to air, it's difficult. So I'm sure that it's a challenge for you sometimes just to fill the time. Yeah. Or no, you're always ultra prepared though too.
That, and I'm a narcissist, so it helps that I love to hear myself speak.
Keep going.
That helps.
Can you do it for an hour and a half so I can just sit here?
You want me to do it right now?
Can you take us till 5?
Did I tell you it was ribs time at 4:20?
Are you doing ribs for sure? Is that
are doing ribs.
Is it a Memorial Day tradition? Do you make the ribs?
I'm not making the ribs today. I cooked yesterday. I made pizza with surprise.
You preheated the oven? Did you make like a legit? You rolled the dough?
I got a pizza oven. Buddy, I got a portable pizza oven. This thing's phenomenal. Cooks with wood pellets. Gets to 900 degrees, cooks a pizza in 90 seconds, Pat. You would love it.
Dude, I just got a pizza pizzazz. Have you seen those? The Presta pizzazz?
What's so a pizza pizzazz? It's like very American.
It's like a record player. It's a circular device. Remember the record player in Flintstones? When they when they put it on, it's kind of like, picture that. You put the pizza on that and it spins, and then it cooks. And it cooks very evenly. I'll send you a picture of it. I think you need it.
I got a pizza oven, but a pizza pizzazz. Listen, if you can't get a pizza, you can't get a portable pizza oven. The pizza pizzazz is a very nice alternative. Sold me.
Are you going beef ribs or pork ribs?
Pork ribs, baby back.
Oh, nice!
They got some baby backs in the smoker, and they've got.
You just put a song in a lot of people's heads.
They've got some potato salad and some corn. You know, you've met Amy's mom. She's not the type that only cooks one or two side dishes. We've got two pies, eight side dishes, ribs, you know.
See,
we do nothing small.
Will the women dive in on the ribs, or are they all about the sides?
Oh, no. They'll eat the ribs. You know, they're not big meat eaters. You know how ladies are, right?
Right. I'm picturing them picking their teeth with the bones when they're done.
No, Amy is not shy. Amy will plow through as many as she can.
Dude, I love that you guys are all together. You're doing a family weekend before you dive back in to the world of comedy.
Yeah.
June 3rd through the 5th at Zany's in Rosemont. You got the podcast going. You got anything that you're doing on the morning show? Any produced bits coming up?
No, nothing yet. I'm still waiting for it. You know, it's still a little locked down. You know, a lot of the stuff I do is a lot of the man on the street stuff, which is stuff that's fun for me to do. But you need people on the street to do that, and right now there's not a ton of those.
Right.
So I'm hoping by mid-July, you know, as things open up, that I'll be able to get back out there. But speaking of which, you know, you mentioned that before. Just anybody who's listening, who watches the show, just thank you. You know, it's like you were saying, it's another ratings book where we just smoked everybody, and it's not lost on us. It's I could not imagine being on a show that nobody's watching. You know, it's something that you take for granted, I think, sometimes, that everybody watches the show.
Well, it's funny because you have a hold on the city where, like, I've been on the show, right? And yes. I've done some other things here in town. When I've been on your show, afterwards, it's like everyone saw it. Like, it really is, like, you can feel the movement from it. But you guys have the chemistry, right? And tell the people listening what that's like. You guys sincerely do get along, all of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's there's really, you know, it's like you say, like, me doing stand-up is just an amplification of who I am as, you know, offstage. It's the same way on that show. I mean, everybody has just the same sensibilities, which is, you know, you can look around to a lot of other shows and I won't get too deep into it, but I think you can see how some people maybe don't have a read on their coworkers as well as they should, right?
Yeah.
And everybody is very in sync on our show. We all know each other's sensibilities. We all know where the lines are. We all know.
Not a lot of egos.
Not a lot of egos. Well,
except yours.
On TV has a massive ego. But, you know, we do a good job of managing them. And, Matt, you know, and to their credit, management is the same way. They stay out of our way. They love what we do. I think it helps that we're making them a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm going to get you out of here in a second because I know you got to have dinner. But, like, what's a bit that you will stop and watch that someone else is doing? Like, if, because I know you're busy in between live reads and everything. But
You know which ones I love? I love Mike Toomey's Bigfoot.
Yes.
They're just so dumb and so
I love that.
Like Bigfoot's name is Tim.
And I love
that when he does William Henry Harrison is probably my favorite, because that was just one that, like, nobody knows anything about William Henry Harrison. So he's just like, I'm gonna make him anything I want him to be.
Lord of the Limerick is great too. All right, everybody. Pat Tomasulo, June 3rd through 5th. This coming up this weekend, Zanies and Rosemont.
Thursday,
check him out.
Saturday. Come on out.
Check out the podcast too. Patrick, thanks so much. Say hi to Amy. Happy Memorial Day to all of you. Enjoy those ribs. Everyone else, hang with me. Come back here with Kyle Garms from Beverly Review. We're going to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. You're listening to WGN 720.